This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Many gathered in Lafayette today to remember Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, one of 10 people killed in last week's mass shooting. Sergeant Adrian Drellis was Talley's supervisor. He said the officer was a quick learner with a good sense of humor.
Eric was the kind of guy that would respond to a call, even if he knew he was not needed, just to offer his help or opinion. He would then call to tell me about it almost every single time.
Family, friends, colleagues, and public officials, including Governor Polis, attended the memorial service. Outside the church, members of the public paid their respects. One of Colorado's most famous concert venues is playing music once again. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
After a handful of socially distanced concerts and dozens of canceled events, the show will go on at Red Rocks. The famous venue is gearing up to welcome 2,500 ticket holders for upcoming shows starting in April. There will be precautions in place to keep groups distanced from each other and avoid crowding. And while concertgoers are encouraged to rock out, they must keep their mask on when not eating or drinking. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Lawmakers have halted plans for a permanent wrought iron fence around most of the state capitol after residents complained. It was to be part of a security upgrade in response to protests last year. The Denver Post reports House Speaker Alec Garnett says any future talks would be accessible to the public. 37 degrees in Denver, 35 with light snow in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.